Daddy-O is back and he's ready to attack. Oh yeah. I'll post my StreamYard link in the comment section and I'm gonna highlight it so anybody who wants to join in, by the way, I'm always happy to have more people in, but I do love having my boy Tim Smith on. I did a little video just a little bit earlier, So as you notice, the camera angle is a little bit different than usual. I changed up a few things. I want to make it to where you could see me a little bit better and everything. Should probably hook up my headphones real quick. So I probably got Tim coming in here in just a few moments. We'll keep track and we'll go over it real fast here. Beep. Gotta get my headphones on. All right. Ooh. Give me a second, everybody. We got Tim coming on here in just a few moments. My stomach's killing me a little bit today. I may at some point during the stream just have to go take a fat shit. There's that possibility. Yeah, if you're all lucky, you might be able to hear it. And that'll be the most important thing. But here we go. Fuck it, we'll do it live. Yeah. Oh yeah. Now hopefully Tim doesn't have any issues with the link. Sometimes the StreamYard links can be a pain in the booty, so it's just kind of the way it rolls. Oh yeah. The link doesn't work. What? Hold on. Okay, hold on. Tim's saying the link is not working. Let me try one more time. Decapy it. Paste it. All right, Tim, try again. I think it'll work. And if it doesn't, well, hold on. I'll figure out something. I could even send it to you via email if you need me to. One moment. Let me just go on my email real quick. All right, where are you at, man? Where are you at? Just trying to make sure I'm actually logged into the right thing. Oh, there we go. Well, it looks like the link ended up working. Okay, woo. Sort of. I don't know how it all worked, but I was going to send you one here in just a second. But, all right, got you on.
I always come up with good names, and my name never shows up on the screen.
Oh, why is that? I always wonder, because it, like, let me try this. Is that one? No, hold on. No, that doesn't show the name. Interesting. Hold on. Because I see your name at the bottom when I look at it. Hold on, let me just put it one, shifting back. Because I think it shows my name, at least whenever we do it. But I think when you show two people, I think it just, BioSteel. I think when you show two people on here, it, for some reason, it does some weird shit. I don't know what it is. But I kind of like this whole split screen we got going on here. It fills up the screen a little bit more. I like it.
Some of the best writing I've ever done is names for my live stream. Oh, well.
I love it. So, yeah, I changed the camera angle a little bit. I put the camera more in front of me, so it feels like I'm looking towards either you or the audience a little bit more often. Because I feel like the camera's usually on the... What the fuck? Hold on. What the fuck? I'm figuring shit out, but... Yeah, no, I just kind of did this a little bit. Kind of gets me a little more front-facing, even though I'm looking at other parts of the monitor. But I just basically, because my camera's on a tripod. my little webcam thing is on a tripod, so I just move the tripod whenever I need to.
And yeah, it was hard to tell before your kind of corner of the room was missing. Mm-hmm. So people assumed you had like someone in a cage or something, and it was just like out of frame.
I do have a crab ring. Well, I should say I have a crab trap that actually sits over in the corner. So it probably looks like a cage. It's a good crab ring though. I wouldn't say it's a ring. It's more of a big old metal rectangular crab trap. It's a pretty solid, man. It's incredible. But catch a lot of crab with that thing.
Lord of the crab rings.
Oh yeah. No, I like crabbing more than I like fishing though. Crabbing's just way easier. I'm definitely naturally more inclined to crab than I am to fish. Fishing requires too much attention to detail. I'm just like, I want to throw the fucking crab trap in for 10 minutes into the water and then just kind of chill out on my phone for a little bit and wait. I'm a weirdo.
Fishing's annoying if you've got one of those like fish finders, those electronic things, so you see the fish under the boat, because you're seeing fish going by and nothing's biting. It's so annoying, yeah. Man. Yeah, so that's what's going on. Yeah, these are my two favorite non-alcoholic drinks. I got the Rainbow Twist BioSteel and the Peach Perrier.
Ooh, that looks tasty.
Man, yeah, I was out for a walk. It's freezing again. We had 7 months of freezing. Last week was kind of warm, and now we've gone back to winter.
Yeah, it was hailing today, man. It was hailing pretty hard where I'm at. So,
oh, really?
Wasn't like snowing or anything, but it was just hailing quite a bit. I mean, when you're on the coast, you know, it's if the temperatures get too cold, but not cold enough for snow, it just ends up hailing like crazy. Just tons of sleet and hail and shit.
Yeah, we get hail like closer to the coast. Yeah, I'm kind of in the interior, but yeah, like I learned something new about Canada living farther away from the coast, because people always said how cold it was. And I'm like, I don't know. It's not that cold where I am. It's like we've had like Christmas and New Year's Day here where people are just like in shorts and like a t-shirt and it's like sunny. But in the interior, it's not like that. So, but no one here really complains. I never understood why. And it's because the summers are so insanely hot that you don't care how cold it is. You're just happy it's not that hot.
Yeah. Well, that's why I like living on the coast of Oregon, man, because even our summers are not too brutal. And if they are, you just find a tree and you'll sit under it for a while. It's pretty much what I do, man. I always have my backpack on me and I walk around everywhere. I usually go in my car and just like, I usually just chill out on the beach during the summertime and the springtime, but I'm a beach bum. So
do people do a lot of surfing in Oregon?
You do see surfers, just not a whole hell of a lot. I think most of the people who like to surf end up going to like California or something to warmer waters.
Yeah.
Because the waters down in Cali are probably a little warmer, at least from what I could probably tell.
Yeah, like we got surfing off Vancouver Island, but that's kind of just because it's the only place in Canada where you can surf. There's like really nowhere else that even has like that kind of wave that you could surf at all. So so people go there. Like there is a lot of surfing there, but it's kind of because it's the only place. That's it. It's like it's just that one beach, basically.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, USA, you've got, you know, yeah, Oregon. I don't know if there's any in Washington State, maybe somewhere. But yeah, all of California, there's a lot of great places. I remember when I was in California once, I was really young. I went to some beach that had the insane waves. And then we heard on the radio the next day, someone got like attacked by a shark at that beach or something.
Oh, Jesus.
But I didn't go in the water. But yeah, you know, Oregon. I mean, it's got to be, yeah, could be a lot of, I should look that up, surfing in Oregon. Surfing in Oregon. Yeah, I mean, you got, yeah, what's this place? Seaside something. What am I looking at? That's near Portland. I see some people surfing there. I don't know where the hell. Tillamook?
Oh, Tillamook, yeah. Oh, good old Tillamook, man.
Lincoln City, do people surf there?
That's a good question.
Kind of looks like our beaches. Yeah. I don't know. Chinook Winds Casino? I don't know.
I was going to say, Newport's got a cool beach. Newport's got a very pretty beach. A lot of pretty beaches there. But
yeah
I was going to say, your best bet is to go down further south if you want warmer water, typically, at least in my experience. But yeah, it gets the oceans here get pretty cold. During the summertime, though, it was actually kind of tolerable. Like, it was actually kind of nice to get, I mean, it's still cold as fuck. I'm not going to lie. The oceans here get cold as fuck, even during the summer. But yeah, once you're out of it, once you're out of the water, it's like the sun warms you up instantly. So
what's going on with skiing? Do people go skiing in Oregon?
I mean, if you live near like probably like Mount Bachelor or whatever,
Mount Bachelor,
I think Mount Bachelor is one of them. I always confuse some of the mountains. I'm not going to lie, but like, yeah, if you look up like different mountains,
holy crap, Mount Bachelor.
Let's see, mountains in Oregon. I think it was like Mount, if I remember correctly, I think it's Mount Bachelor.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of skiing there. I'm seeing a lot of skiing at Mount Bachelor.
Yeah, and there's like, let's see.
I mean, it's not the biggest hill, but it's got a lot of runs. Holy crap.
Yeah, so we got like, let's see.
Oregon's got a lot of volcano-looking mountains.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little sketch sometimes, but yeah, we got a few interesting little mountains. That's one thing about Oregon I like is there's a lot of different high points if you look in the right directions. Yeah. It's not like completely plain land, like it's not plains really, but
people ski on Mount Baker. Let me look that up. Mount Baker skiing. Yeah, I think they do. Mount Baker ski area. All right. Man, well, that was the cool thing about Vancouver Island is you could go, because we got ski hills there too. You could go surfing in the morning and like drive and then go skiing in the afternoon.
Oh, hell yeah.
The beach is kind of not that far from the mountain. I mean, it'd be a few hour drive, but you could do it.
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah, a lot going on. So, man. So, what the hell? Yeah, I watched UFC earlier that ended. That was in San Antonio.
Oh, get it.
I used to cook food based on where the UFC was on a night. So if it's San Antonio, I think something, but I kind of stopped doing that. It kind of became cheap. But I think because of the lockdowns, for a while, they were just at their little gym in Vegas, or they go to Abu Dhabi. So yeah. I was either eating hummus or whatever they eat in Vegas, like steaks. I don't know.
I like it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and then they were just going Texas, Florida, because those are the only two places open for a while. And then I got tired. Like, I don't know what people eat in Florida. Orange juice. Like, what kind of, what's Florida food? Like, Cuban food, maybe?
I would probably...
We looked that up, top foods in Florida.
I mean, I bet they eat a lot of the same shit that you would eat, like, in Louisiana.
Key lime pie. They got key lime pie.
Like, for instance, like, you go to New Orleans, I'm pretty sure you'll find a lot of the similar style of, like, hot, spicy foods.
Yeah,
they would eat down there. That's what
I'm seeing shrimp, Key West pink shrimp, orange juice, stone crabs, Cuban sandwich, and key lime pie. I've got some. Can you see it on there? That's like key lime pie. I got that off Redbubble. It's a woman with like a key lime pie instead of a head, and then she's in like a green dress. And then it's supposed to be like good and evil. Then I've got this one here. This is like a deviled egg. So she's got like horns and like, so I don't know. I might order more. It's basically diner art. It's stuff you'd eat in like diners in the 50s.
Oh, yeah.
You can get like a burger, a hot dog. You get like a blueberry pie. I'm probably going to order more of those maybe.
I love it.
During the lockdown, I bought a bunch of art off of like Redbubble and like those kind of sites. But
Redbubble's cool, actually. I was going to talk about actually Redbubble because... I'll talk to you about it another time. They're pretty cool though. I will say like I'll go into the other details about it, but like they
is there a Redbubble controversy?
No, nothing controversial. Just I get to say that there was one point where, how do we say this? They were a previous client.
Oh really?
Yeah, at one point way back in the day though. Wait, it was like way back in the day. That's like probably 6 years ago. Yeah, it's already been like 6 or 7 years, but yeah, it was an interesting thing. Wow. But yeah, they weren't with us for that long. They were kind of, I don't know all the details that go into it, to be honest, so I don't know. They just, it just didn't work out, I guess, is what you could say with it, but that's all right though. They were okay. I still think it's a cool website though. They got like, I like how you can upload your art and they could just print it on demand and shit, and you get like a little bit of money. That's the neat part about it.
Yeah, I tried to tell people who do like photography and stuff, like get your stuff on these sites and then they'll sell it for you and then you get a cut of it. They get a cut. But like, because the cool thing about Redbubble and Society6 and Fine Art America is if you like an image, you can get on like a phone case, a mug, a shower curtain. You can get it like a frame picture. You can get it on like a t-shirt. They'll just like, so you've got like 80 different things you can get it on and then you get a piece of it and all you got to do is upload it and boom, you got it like a store going.
Oh yeah, exactly. And I got like all sorts of image programs that I can use. I got like a vector imaging one called it's a free one. It's called Inkscape. Inkscape is incredible. And then I think I still have Flash somewhere on one of my older computers that if I was to bust out like one of the older versions of Flash, not Macromedia, but Adobe.
Yeah.
That's a fun one to actually do cool drawings with, but yeah, I have an old license for it sitting around somewhere in one of my old computers. I just got to bust out the computer and start making cool shit on it again. But
yeah, you never know what people want to buy, you know. It's like I bought this image here, it's hard to see, but it's a Jughead from the Archie comics, and like it's orange and then it's kind of an outline of him in like kind of a blue and yellow. But it's like someone probably just took like 10 minutes to do that, but I really liked it, you know. So this is like some other artists. This is the Monopoly Man. This is called Dividend. And he's like sitting with his feet up on a desk. And he's like with like a cigar. And there's like a phone and a stock ticker. And he's like collecting dividends.
Oh, my God. It actually kind of inspires me. I've wanted to make a knockoff Monopoly game. But like make it towards about Warren Buffett instead of the Monopoly guy. It's got Warren Buffett on there. And it's really just you're just trying to buy up companies and shit like that. So for instance, you got like the banking sector, you got like, you know, like you have different streets and stuff, we have different sectors of the economy, and you just like basically like you'll have like major banks like US Bank or Bank of America, then you'll have like major food companies like Coca-Cola or like PepsiCo or something. But yeah, the whole game would just be about like just like, can you out invest your friends or something like that, or I don't know how the game would work. But it would basically be instead of real estate, you'd be dealing with like stocks and shit. That'd be actually kind of cool. But
yeah, I had this game that was like, what was it called? It was, I think this might have been called Millionaire or something like that. I think it was from the 70s, but I found it at like a flea market or something. I used to play with my cousin. But the same kind of thing, you'd like spin the whatever and you'd have to basically collect companies is what it was. I mean, you could do like hostile takeovers and you could have like an oil company or you could own, they had a hockey team from Alaska called the Gnome Gnomes, which is hilarious. You know that. But yeah, we used to play that game. But yeah, Monopoly, you can make your own game. I was listening to this commentary track for the DVD. It was Roger Avery, the writer. He wasn't involved in the movie. He was just a fan of it, but it was for Day of the Dead from 1985. And he was talking about him and his friends were big fans of Dawn of the Dead that came out in like 78. That they made their own board game to play based on it. They made like characters they painted. They had cards. They had like a big board. So people just used to make their own board games because not as many stuff were licensed back then. If you were just a fan of something, you'd make your own board game out of it.
Yeah.
And on those Dragon's Den type shows and like Shark Tank and all that, like so many people show up with like board games and the dragons are always like, oh no, another board game. So it's like, I don't know. But yeah, board games are out of control. You go into those like toy stores now and there's an entire wall of new board games. And like, they all look like a good time, but it's like, I don't know. I don't really know 10 people who want to play this.
Yeah, it's and board games are a tough one, man. Like sometimes you'd have to like getting people together just to play these days a board game is, can be a pain in the butt, man. You have to be like already at a party and bust that shit out, or just have a few people over in general. But
yeah, what I used to play, you know, Monopoly was big. I still play Monopoly online. I couldn't find an actual official one to play, or at least one that was free. So I found something called Rento, which is basically a Monopoly ripoff, and I think it's out of Russia. Or maybe China, I don't know. It's out of some foreign country. But it's basically a Monopoly ripoff. And you can play online people, but it only really lets you play one-on-one. So it kind of you can play the computer with more people, like computer players. But play actual humans, it only lets you do it one-on-one. But once in a while, I'll play some Rento. But I used to have Monopoly CD-ROM game. And it was like Millennium Edition. So all the money was like way more. And the music was cool. And Yeah, I used to play that with some roommates and stuff. It was funny because, like, we were all broke at the time. But, like, the money would be, like, we'd be making trades in the Monopoly. Like, okay, I'll give you $6 million for this. But after a while, it got hilarious because, like, we didn't have any actual money. So it's like,
I dig it. I dig it. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Yeah, but Risk. I got into Risk. You ever play Risk?
Risk is one I never took the time to play. There's just a lot. There's a lot of board games out there. I never I have to say the board game I played the most is Monopoly because we would play Drunkopoly.
Yeah.
And short story, it's basically it's a drinking game more than anything. Drunkopoly is the best. But yeah, basically you just take a shot every time you pass go. You collect your money. If you have to go to jail, you'd take a shot. It's just a lot of drinking, so much drinking. But yeah, Risk though. I don't know much about Risk. It's a game I just never really took the time to get into, I guess.
No, it's a good time, but when you're playing it in person, it's kind of annoying because it's so much setup. Because, like, you know, if you lose, like, because it'll have, like a cannon is worth, like, 10. It's a guy and a horse is 5. So someone rolls the dice and you lose, like, one guy, and then you've got to take away your cannon and put, like, a horse with 4 single soldiers. Like, it's a lot of, like, training out and, oh, I just lost this amount. It's, like, because you're rolling the dice. So, but if you find out, like, I had a CD-ROM version of Risk, too. And that went much better because you just, like, hit the button and it does it for you. And it had, like, cool animations and stuff. But yeah, the actual Risk in person is tricky. It's, like, it's a lot of, like, little figures everywhere and you're moving them and you got cards everywhere. So.
Nah, I dig it, man. I dig it. That's badass.
But yeah, if you can find like an online version, I think I looked and I couldn't find one. But yeah, and CD-ROMs, my laptop I got right now doesn't have one. But there's a lot of people online, though, that play old CD-ROM games that they'll find like wherever, like garage sale. They'll buy online like 50 CD-ROM games or something.
Yes, yes. Because it's funny because I have, I still have a laptop that, it's an old Dell laptop I keep around just because it has a CD-ROM DVD drive and it lets me burn DVDs, which is kind of cool.
Oh, nice.
So, lets me burn DVDs, CDs, stuff like that. So all sorts of alternatives. I just like keeping old laptops if they still work, you know, and this Dell has been incredible. I used to use it as a DJ machine. I used to hold all the music I would play over it because I would actually DJ at a club. Right. It was a smaller club, but Copacabana. They called it the Copa.
Nice.
Legitimately called the Copacabana. It was fun as fuck. But I got into it by accident because I would go to karaoke a lot and sing like a drunken Irishman. I would just drink a lot and I'd sing. And so my boy Stevie D got me in on being the backup host for karaoke.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden the owner of the bar wanted me to back up for the actual DJ.
Yeah.
Well, then him and the DJ got into some fight or some sort of drama. Then he made me the primary DJ for downstairs.
Really?
And yeah, that lasted for about a year. I told him, I was like, dude, I can't do this for too long. I got other priorities in my life because I would be working until like 2 a.m. like in the morning, and sometimes I would have to go to work the next day at like 7 or 6. Like I just wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah.
Like I'd only have like 4 hours of like nap time in between. So it'd just be such a pain in the butt. And so I was just like, no, I can't do this anymore. And but it was only like 1 weekend. It was only on the weekends, which was, it was doable. I mean, because I wouldn't always have to work the next day. I would usually be able to, once I was done, just go right back home and go to bed.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was interesting though. Part of me kind of misses it because it was kind of fun because I would get free alcohol and it was fun to hang out with a bunch of people. Another part of me is like, dude, that was late nights. Some late ass nights.
Right.
But I had fun though. It was one of the greatest accidents I got into, man.
DJing, yeah. I mean, people, that's one of those side gigs people do. Like,
getting back into it, maybe. I might get back into it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, what kind of clubs are in your area? Like, where would you go? Like a bar or a club or something?
I could do karaoke. I could do like karaoke again. There's plenty of bars that probably want a karaoke host. I'm cheap as hell. So they wouldn't have to pay me very much. Like,
I remember they used to have video dance parties in the 90s. Like we had, you guys had MTV in Canada. It was called Much Music. And you could call them or, I don't know, write them up or something. And they would show up at like your high school and they'd have like a big projector screen and speakers. And it'd be like a video dance party. But I don't know if I see that anymore. Some random thing popped up on my YouTube early. It was in Florida. I think it was called like Resistance Fest or something. Anyway, it was a DJ, right? And it was like a DJ. It looked like in a big, I don't know, airplane hangar. But the DJs, like, they got like way better light shows now. Like, it's not just like a little projector screen. Like, they've got lasers everywhere. So
yeah.
The technology made it so much easier to like have all that. Like, you see people's Christmas and Halloween decorations now. They've got, like, lasers in the sky. They've got, like, animatronic Michael Myers in the front yard. It's like, that stuff was only basically if you went to, like, Universal Studios in Hollywood. Like, to see, like, animatronics or if you went to Disneyland or something. But now it's, like, a consumer thing. Yeah.
It's mass-produced, man. anything can be really mass-produced over time. You just got to give it time. If there's enough interest in it and you got a couple companies you can manufacture the shit, you can make it cheap in no time.
Yeah, I mean, the price, I guess, came down, and people are also willing to spend more. Like, because I worked at Spirit Halloween, and we would sell animatronics, and they'd be like a few hundred dollars, you know, probably like $300 to $500. They'd come down a little bit as the season went on. But I always
think of that freaky game. Was it Five Nights at Freddy's or whatever? It's like
the one we sold that. Yeah, we sold stuff like
that. That game gives me the willies. But
I learned about a lot of stuff. I was out of the loop on what was going on with stuff, but then worked at that Halloween store. I'm like, you know, the game Cupheads is a popular, you know, Cupheads.
The video game.
Yeah. It's like I learned about that. I'd never heard of, I learned about Five Nights at Freddy's. I never heard of JoJo Siwa. You know JoJo Siwa? She's like a pop star.
Not ringing a bell.
I never heard of her, but we're selling like her outfits. I'm like, who the hell's JoJo Siwa? People are explaining it to me. And so I learned of all kinds of stuff I had no idea about.
I love it, man. That's too good. It's too freaking good. We sold
Stranger Things. I watched the first season of Stranger Things just because we were selling the stuff. I'm like, I should probably at least watch some of this. And some girl came in because she wanted to be 11, the girl 11 from Stranger Things. Mm-hmm. And she looked just like 11. It was hilarious. She bought like the costume. But, man. Crazy.
Nah, I dig it, man. I dig it.
Woo. So, yeah, let's see what's going on in Oregon. Oregon news. Let's see. Oregon news. Moose of animal spotted. First time in 30 years.
A what animal?
What is that? That was a wolverine spotted in Oregon. I guess they don't get spotted much. I wonder where it was. Somewhere in Oregon. You spotted a wolverine.
Oh, so by the way, I just figured out how to show our stuff on here. Every time I show this, it eliminates all of our things. And every time I hide it, it goes right back to normal. So I just got to remember every time I'm showing a comment, I got to retract the comment afterwards. So that way we can say Antifa's 50th birthday today. Oh, after I looked at it one more time, I didn't really take a closer look at it until now. And that's incredible.
Oh, man. Yeah. So that's what's going on. That's the news of the Oregon for the day. Someone saw a wolverine.
Well, it doesn't shock me. I mean, we got a lot of different animals out here in Oregon, man. There's so many trees. It's like, if you're living out in the country, man, you're going to find some sort of crazy animal somewhere.
Yeah. What else is, I mean, there's not a lot. Oregon landlords and tenants to debate rent increases. I don't know. I should show you. You ever seen the Tim Dillon sketch where he's like a landlord during the lockdowns?
No, I don't think I've seen the sketch, but
yeah, let me see how I bring that up. That was what I was going to show you.
Oh, maybe you did. No, hold on. I think I'm, you know what? I don't think you did. Not this one.
LA property owner. Okay, so let me cue it up. Let me just bring this up here. All right, here we go. Okay, let me crank up the volume on this bastard.
Oh, so it's so funny. Tim Pool ended up releasing a new music video or something for his band.
Is it good? I saw his old one. He had one like 6 months ago or something.
I don't know what it is. I just don't like Tim Pool. I just don't. I understand why Gavin gets pissed off at Tim Pool, because he calls him a pussy and stuff. And I'm like, I kind of agree. I don't know. I think my problem with Tim Pool, man, is that I think he's just too. I mean, if anybody likes him, that's fine. I don't really care. But like, there's something about, I don't know. There's probably something about me that people hate, but there's something about Tim that I feel is like, Tim Pool is just like, you know, like, I don't know, like, you know, Gavin says how to spot a Fed. You know, I think Tim Pool is a Fed. I don't know if I was to guess, like, I don't know. He frustrates me. But I was listening to the song.
Yeah.
And I don't like Tim's crew either, because he's surrounded by yes men.
Gavin asked the question, who are these people? Are they getting paid? Do they live at his house? Like, who are these people?
And I've heard behind the scenes, Tim Pool's kind of a dick to some of the people that work under him. So, like, he kind of is like a cult leader for, I call it the new right, which is not the right that I want. Not the conservative life I want. No, I don't know. Just Tim Pool pisses me off. I just think he's, I don't know.
My problem with him is, like, he's the kind of person, like, you might be friends with or something, but, like, I don't really watch his show. Like, what am I going to watch, like, 3 hours this guy's show? Because he doesn't really know that much. Like, I agree with a lot of his opinions, but it's like, all he does is reference Japanese cartoons. Like, someone will be having some discussion. He'd be like, okay, have you seen, like, you know, Battletron 7? This is just like that.
He's basically just an anime guy who got red-pilled.
Yeah, he's a skateboarder who watched anime and and got red-pilled, but, like, I don't learn anything. Like, he doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't have a problem with him, but I don't learn anything, so I'm not going to spend 4 hours watching his podcast.
And I don't like the fact that when he does have an opinion, it's not much of an opinion. It's very, like, yeah. Oh, well, that's, they could do this or they could do that. It's like, oh, dude, just come on. make a little bit of a judgment on something. Come on, man. It's okay to have an opinion. I think he's so afraid of being hated.
Yeah.
Like, I really do think he's afraid of losing subscribers and being hated. I think if he let that go, his show would be much more fun to watch.
Well, he had Alex Jones on when no one else would have him on. Like, when Alex was banned from YouTube.
Well, thank goodness for that. I mean, like, he does do things, so some things right. But his just personal opinions, he doesn't really have any. And it's just annoying because it is kind of an opinion podcast, but
yeah. He
doesn't really have much of an opinion on anything. It's like, it just frustrates the hell out of me. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. I mean, I like that there's like a spectrum on the right. Like, you can go like Tim Pool, maybe get a little deeper. Like, Ben Shapiro's got his own shade or whatever. And then you go all the way to Gavin, or like, I like that they're all like, that there's different entry points for different people. Some people can only tolerate Tim Pool. They can't handle like Milo or something.
Milo makes me so fucking happy, man. I love Milo Yiannopoulos.
Other people find Ben Shapiro annoying, but maybe they can handle a Tim Pool. You know, like, there needs to be like a spectrum of people, you know?
Yeah. I'm pretty much a Gavin Milo kind of guy when it comes to the right. And I love how people call them far right. You know, it's like, nah, I don't know. Never really considered them that far right. They're pretty much libertarians, but
all right, this is him. He's an LA property owner during the lockdowns. And when they're talking about rent relief and everything, so here's his message about rent relief.
My name is Bob Thomas. I'm the CEO of Four Equities. We own Sunset Golf Village. We own Pond Ridge Estates, the Galleria at the Glen, and several other buildings that don't have names. They're by train stations. During this challenging time, we hope you're getting some well-deserved rest and relaxation and using this time to reconnect with your family. You deserve it. We wanted to clear up some misconceptions. First and foremost, rent will be due on the first of every month, as it has been since the time our Lord Jesus Christ walked the earth, and will be until he returns to us. We understand that many families are making sacrifices right now. You might be choosing between eating and keeping a roof over your head. And to this we say, maybe it's time to lose a little weight, tighten the belt, and make those tough choices. We're making tough choices here too. We've closed down all of our gyms and common areas. And just last week, we had to put my wife Kitty into a preemptive coma. because she was being hysterical. We will be complying with the state law that mandates that there be no evictions in 90 days. But on the 91st day, we will be marshaling the full resources of our considerable legal team and focusing them solely on you. We will literally go to the ends of the earth to make it right. Here at Thor Equities, you and your family's health and safety is paramount to us, which is why we'll be going through all of the tenants in our building and identifying people that work in high-risk professions and then removing them. I bought my first building when I was 15 years old, and there were no pandemics back then. You had to get tenants out the hard way by terrorizing them until they killed themselves. At Thor Equities, many of our subsidiary companies have been asked to produce ventilators, and we've declined that request because we don't want to take away someone's incentive to breathe. My brother worked at Cantor Fitzgerald, and we lost him in 9/11. And as he was laying there in the rubble, he was still trading. That's what this country's about. And that's what you're about. And that's what Thor Equities is about. So keep fighting, because we're not going to make it easy for you. We believe in you too much.
Oh, my God. Where do I invest? How do I invest in this Thor Equities? I need this.
We don't want to take away your incentive to breathe.
Oh, my God. This is too fucking good, man.
We believe in you too much.
Oh, man. Now, Tim Dillon, man, he's a king of comedy. And what's really funny, though, one thing I like about Tim Dillon the most is he was a part of the 2008 housing crisis. He was a part of the problem. Like he was basically selling mortgages to people, if I remember correctly, that shouldn't have gotten approved for a mortgage. He was one of the many, 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 many people who were part of the main problem. And he at least admits it. He admits it all the time. Like he's like, yeah, I was a part of the problem. And,
yeah, I'll send you a link you can watch later, but he told this whole story. He did a podcast episode like a few years ago called like The Funniest Person I Ever Met or something. And the second half, he talks about this guy. What was his name? Frank or something. But it's this guy who worked with him at the mortgage office. And it was just, but he starts telling stories about what it was like working at that office, like right before the meltdown happened. And like some of the stories are just crazy. Like this guy who worked there was just insane. I mean, it's fine. I'm gonna find that and send you the link to watch later. But
yeah,
he's got some hilarious. Yeah, because he told the whole story about his come up through comedy, but on Joey Diaz's show. But on on his own podcast. Yeah, what was this guy's name again? Frank or something. But it was hilarious. Like he tells us one story because the guy wasn't he couldn't sell mortgages. He didn't know what was going on. He just yelled at people on the phone, and he felt like he wasn't making even everyone in the office was making money except this guy. But and Tim Dillon tells a story about he felt like he wasn't, you know, landing mortgage leads and stuff because he didn't speak enough languages. So he hired the Spanish delivery driver who worked at like the deli place, like a block away, to come in and start. And he didn't tell the boss or manager anything. He just brings this guy in to start calling like Spanish people to try and sell them mortgages. And he got him to quit his job at like delivering food. Anyway, one day they show up to work, this like Mexican guy is like crying because it's like, you know, Frank give me nothing, he give me no money, he told me he was gonna get me a job. And they're like, who is this guy? He's like, I hired him. It's like, you can't just hire people. It's just like you're just the craziest stuff going on at this mortgage office. But I'm gonna like
I love it, man. I love it. It's too good.
Yeah, it's like he goes on for like about 30-40 minutes, but just finding your email here, but Tim Dillon funniest. I'll send you this link. Tim Dillon. Whoops. Funniest person. Yeah, man. But yeah, he struggled for a lot of years, you know. And then he finally got it together, but funniest guy I ever met. Here you go. Yeah, the guy used to sell cocaine. Okay, here we go. Yeah. I'll try and time link it here.
He got started doing hardcore drugs really, really early in at a young age in life.
Yeah, yeah, he was in all kinds of drugs. His family were like, I think his dad was an alcoholic, maybe. But did you ever hear him blow up on his aunt? Because she said something about him on Instagram.
Oh yeah, no, I think I remember seeing watching that because he got so pissed. Well, yeah. I can't remember what he what did she say that got him just like fired up.
Well, he had she tweeted a picture of him, or no, he had put a picture of himself on Instagram for some sketch he had done years ago, and he had the words "cum pig" written on him, and then she had written like the sad part is he's like not honoring his grandpa's legacy or something like that, and then like he just loses it on her about how she's like a drug addict and faked a suicide attempt and like never left her parents' basement and apparently had them pay for law school, but she never practiced law, and even had them pay for a separate phone line to the house so she could pretend to be a lawyer, and she just goes off and all this stuff.
Jesus, man. Yeah. Holy crap.
And how he had to get out of the family group chat on Facebook or something because she kept messaging to everyone over and over about all the dishes they were going to have to do at the next family party or something. That's totally something that would have happened with my family. We didn't really have Facebook back when I knew him, but that's totally what they would have done. So, Tim Dillon.
Too good, man. Too damn good.
I'm going to send you this right now. Tim Dillon, funniest person he ever met. Tim Dillon clip. Okay, I'll email this to you. Yeah, check that out sometime. It's one of my favorite stories ever. Oh, crap. Oh, what happened? There we go. Yeah, and never tell you about the time it's like I fell asleep with my computer on and I woke up at like 3 a.m. or something and it was playing Tim Dillon's podcast. Like, I guess I'd slept through half of it and it showed up at the end. It was the one where he's in a bath or in a bed in like a hotel, just sitting there on the covers with his co-host. And the title of the episode was Fat Girl with a Clean Car. And he tells a story about this fat girl with a clean car. But I heard it like half asleep. But I thought there were details in it that weren't there. It was like, I listened to it the next day. And I think I'd made some stuff up in my head about fat girl with a clean car. That weren't even in the actual story, but were funny. Like if he would have said it would have been funny. So, so crazy.
Yeah, it won't be able to stay on much longer. I'm a little tired tonight. I got other stuff I got to do around the house though, but I'll stay on for another 15 minutes. I'm just going to kind of keep it on time on a bit of a timer. I'll stay on to like say 9:40. We'll say 9:40.
Well, you work weekends, right? So you're probably working.
Yeah. I've been getting out really late. I got out at like usually 7 o'clock is when I'm supposed to get out, but like stayed on to like 7:22 today. We just had extra calls coming in and you just got to stay until it's all clear, man. If people are sitting in there waiting, you gotta clear it out and then you get to call it a day. But
what is that, 8-hour shifts?
Yeah, I usually end up getting a good chunk of overtime though at the end of the week because I end up working like let's see, 8 hours and probably 8 hours and 15 minutes or 8 hours and 20 minutes a day these days, just because I don't know what the issues are, but I don't know. It's good. I mean, it's good money. I like the extra OT. It looks good on the check. And it's just extra money for the down payment that I'm going to be making for a home. So we've been really looking at a home lately, just different homes in the area. Nice. And we're trying to we don't really care if the place that we get is kind of a piece of shit. We just want to make sure it actually is functional, has like, you know, functional bathroom, functional rooms, no leaks on the roof, stuff like that.
I'm looking at your area right now, and there's some homes for not that much, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
no, there's good deals out there. There's actually
$79,000 for this one.
It's probably in a 55 plus community though. If you want, you can share your screen. I'll look at it with you. You can share your screen if you want. You should be, if you want to present this.
$79,000. Two beds, one bath, near the beaches for clamming, crabbing, and fishing.
Yeah, you'd be like, I can't even speak. I'm feeling like Porky Pig right now.
No, it's got a stove. It's got water. Okay, here. You want
to
share it?
Try to present it, man. Try to, unless you.
No, this is the one right here. I think I found it for you.
Yeah, boom. Yeah. You could just, whatever. You could just, here we go. Okay, cool.
$79,000.
Have I looked at this one already? What was this?
Oh, yeah, that's not bad for $79,000.
Oh, but here's the thing you got to look for. It might be in a retirement community.
I don't. Okay, well, we'll check. I don't.
Usually it'll say like 55 plus. What website is this, by the way?
Homes.com.
I need to add that to my list of
Look at that. You're near a school, you're near I mean, these schools don't look like they're rated very good, 3 out of 10. But whatever. I mean, you don't need a kid to be smart, like if you're gonna have a kid. Like
is in Coos Bay?
Coos Bay, Oregon.
Nice.
That's, only actually $529 a month, and really you've got a house.
I wonder what's wrong with it.
Sandstone. Like, well, you can see it's a little old, you know. It's but look at that. You get a yard. You can put a pink flamingo in the front.
Oh, I think this is the one that's in the 55 plus community.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think it might be. But I'm still willing to look at it, though, obviously.
Look at that living room.
It's a hot living room. Oh, man.
Plus, say, you can pass as 55, can't you?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'll still add it to my list, though. What was this
built
one?
Built in 1984. It says built in 1984. You know what else came out in 1984? Goonies. The Goonies came out in 1984. This is a full-on Oregon experience.
Hold on. Let me look at that address real quick. So you said it's 91323.
Yeah, Sandstone Lane.
91323 Sandstone Lane.
This looks like one of the places I lived in growing up.
I think you're slowly becoming my real estate agent. So really,
look at that. The carpet looks clean.
Yeah, that's a nice looking home.
Look at that. You get a breakfast nook. You can see yourself eating pancakes right now in there.
Let's see.
Breakfast nook. Look at this bedroom. Look at that. You get a kid's room.
That is such a low fucking payment. That's way lower than what I'm paying for in rent.
Washer and dryer included?
Is this? Oh, this might be on a. Hold on.
You get a shed. You get your own shed.
That's pretty sick. Holy crap!
You can set up NFL Blitz in there.
Yeah, I feel like this has to be like on a. I don't know, man. That's kind of cool, though. It's definitely something to consider, though. I'm adding that to my list of like just.
Let's see what it says down here. Car dependent, minimal transit. I don't. It just says residential. I don't see any 55 plus on there.
Yeah, farms. It probably isn't. I mean, that's another reason I would like to. I always like to try to talk to the real estate agents, though, for sure. How many bedrooms were in it, though?
Two bedroom.
Two bedroom. Okay. Because that's really not that bad. That's actually kind
of. Yeah, you're
good.
Kind of. I think you're sort of like out by the water, though. Like you're kind of out of town a bit.
Yeah, it does. It does appear that way, which isn't the worst situation in the world because it's on Cape Arago Highway. That's like more towards Charleston, which isn't, that's actually not that bad though.
Like, look at these other ones. This one's 65, but that's basically like a modular home.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are all modular homes. Look at this one for 91 though. In Daniels Creek Road. Oh, it's not letting me click on it.
But... Oh yeah. It's all good.
Hold but on, you don't want to live in something like that. Like that's where Jason from Friday the 13th lives. You don't want like a serial killer shed.
Oh, give me like 3 minutes. Give me like 3 minutes. I'll be right back. Okay. Oh, hold on. Well, actually, I can hold it.
$15,000 $900 down payment. That's all you got to make.
I can hold it. I'm just a little bit gassy at the moment. I'll be fine. If I fart on air, I fart on air. That's it. It happens. But
you can do a 15-year fixed, $653 a month, and it's yours in 15 years.
That's not bad. I prefer the 30-year mortgages just because you have the lower monthly payment. See, me, I don't really, since I really don't see a home as much of an investment, I mean, I'm already renting, so I'm throwing away money by renting. So, like, if I'm going to throw away money, I might as well just throw it away on a home. I as long as I'm still investing in stocks, that's the most important thing. But yeah, that's a lot of money I would save just by owning a home like that. That's incredible. Homes.com. I there are so many listings on here.
Yeah, let's go by price. Let's go.
That's incredible.
This just let me do a minimum price, does it?
Because I'm just looking for a manufactured home, man. I'm not looking for anything extravagant. Like I could
let's go maximum $100,000. Let's see what we got. So that one, that's the first one that comes up. 65. What's this one? $65,000. This is just a lot, though, I think.
Yeah, that one's just a lot. Yeah, I think it's just, that's a nice looking lot, though. You can put a trailer on that shit.
Oh, look at this one. 87. It looks like a blacktop. Like,
dude, what is up with this one? This one's cool.
Yeah, it's like this is like a John Mellencamp song. It's like a pink.
Oh, house. It's a trailer. Okay, that makes sense. So that's hot probably
tub.
Why it,
you get a hot dude. Tub.
Well, here's the thing, man. One thing I love about trailers is one, I'm a cheap son of a bitch. And this is like, I love the design.
This is an interesting trailer, though. Look at this kitchen in the trailer. That's crazy.
That's kind of pimping.
You get like a bar over here. Look at that. You could be making stir fry here, and then you're flipping shrimp to people at the bar. You're like flipping them with like a
spatula. Yeah. Holy fuck, dude. This is kind of.
I don't know what's going on there.
Like, what's really nice is my girlfriend's kind of loosened up a little bit about where we can live, because she just kind of wants to get out of her place. And honestly, she doesn't mind if it's a trailer or anything like that. I've been telling her, it's like, you know, if you're okay with it being a trailer, like, can we make some sacrifices here just a little bit, you know?
Yeah, so you'll be on Sandpiper Road. Sandpiper Drive.
And that looks like it's not a bad location. That's kind of more towards...
Get a shed again? Let's find out the specs on this one. Let's get out of this. Schools 3 out of 10. Why are these only schools 3 out of 10?
Because a lot of those schools suck. I don't know. Well, the schools, I mean, a lot of the schools that are in our area, kind of like elementary school wise, are like probably falling apart. I remember when I was even going to school, my elementary school was falling apart, and it's still up and running. So I don't know how it is, but
yeah, also built in 1984. It's got 2 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. This one's got an extra bathroom.
It's not bad, man. Because here's the thing, man. I'm totally A-okay with, like, as long as I can get internet. As long as I can get high-speed internet, man, that's all I care about. And it should be in a location where I can get, like, Spectrum or something like that. The cable company I go through.
$577 a month, and it's yours.
Yeah, it's really a good deal. Holy shit, man. And dude, here's the thing, man. That would allow me to pay for the rent for the mortgage completely. And that would allow my girlfriend to keep paying off her credit card debt, because one of the things is she's trying so hard to clear up her credit card debt.
Yeah.
And,
$45,000. This is
$45,000. Here's the thing, though, is that it looks like it's in a rental space. So I think you'd still have to pay the space fees. I think it's in like a park, because it looks like it's, I think there's also rental fees.
$299 a month.
if you go down a little bit, go down just a little bit further, though. Unless the lot itself, I don't know if the lot's included, but it's incredible. License. Yeah, no, yes.
You've got some options here.
My girlfriend and I definitely got to look at homes.com.
Wait a minute, I see right here it says lot rents $375.
Oh, that's still not bad, though. So if you pay $375 for the lot rent, and then you're paying like what, $299. That's still not that bad. That's still pretty good. I ain't gonna lie.
$299, yeah, man.
Pretty fucking good deal, man.
Let's take a quick look at this place here. It's like a baby blue kind of thing. The problem with some of these like modular home parks is it could be a lot of meth heads around you, though.
That's a possibility.
Like, this kitchen doesn't look great. It's not that bad.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm a basic boy. Like, as long as I got an oven, my girlfriend, she'll live with whatever we can get.
No bath, but it looks like a shower.
Yeah, I mean, it was just fine by me. Like, the thing is, we're luckily not like the pickiest when it comes to this. We're just trying to find a good place for us and the cats, because she's got like 3 kitty cats, and right. You know, we want to make sure that the area we're in is at least decent enough for the cats. Like, we're trying to make sure we're not close to the highway or anything.
Let's Google Street View this bastard. So this is your area.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't know, but okay, that's it over there. So we're pulling up. This is going to be your new life. So what is this? Is this like a junkyard or an industrial zone? Or
I can't remember where this is at, but this looks kind of nice.
It's gonna be a new area, so it's like an industrial park.
Yeah, I'll have to check this out a little bit later, though.
Just an empty parking lot. Look at this. This is an abandoned school right here or something. Mm-hmm. What does that say?
Oh, I've been this area. Oh, this area. Local, this is 290? Now, it's a lot of cool, interesting little places around here, though. A lot of them. I will admit,
this
though,
is I'm gonna flat. Have to... flat is good.
But yeah, I'm gonna have all to right, go here in just a second, though, man. I'm just gonna have to go here in a second because my stomach is killing me right now. And two, like, I got some.
No, you got some options though.
Yeah, I actually do need to check. What's nice though, I don't know if homes.com has an app because I couldn't find an app for them earlier. Well, at least when I looked for real estate ones, I couldn't find one for them, but I'll have to, I'm going to have to really definitely scavenge on that one and like just start throwing a whole bunch towards her. Cause I think there is options around here for real estate, but like, you just have to really look, you have to really look at all the options and just kind of weigh them out.
Man, you made me want. I'm going to look in my area now. I'm like, why don't I have one of my own
places? Dude, you might have some cheap ones and not even know it, dude. You might have some cheapies.
If I had the option to pay like a little bit more than pay, I would move into a trailer tomorrow. I'd take my own place tomorrow.
Because, dude, having landlord, as much as I'm okay with it, I'm also not okay with it. So I like having, I like being being the king of my own domain, I guess you could say. That's something I like. I like being the king of my own area.
Yeah.
You know. But anyway, exactly. Tim, I'm going to get my booty out of here, though. I'm going to go take a long, long shit, probably. My stomach is killing me. But, but dude, thanks for getting on. And thank you, Antifa. Antifa, thank you. I appreciate it. This episode is for Antifa. I'm going to join.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Antifa. I'm going to join you soon. I feel like I'm sounding like Alex Stein right now. I'm going to join you soon. I'll be getting the fentanyl. That's terrible.
Awesome. All right. I'll see everybody later.
All right. Later, Tim. Have a good night, man. Bye. All right, Tim Smith, the GOAT, the greatest of all time. I do have to take a massive dump, everybody. TMI. But anyway, I got to get going. I'm going to be checking out homes.com, though. Holy shit. All right. Later, everybody.